Welcome to The Social Word, free-form conversations about social media news, topics, and trends with your hosts, Jill Foster and Myra Ruiz.
The Academy of Motion Pictures came out with their Oscars app. And it's the first one. It's sexy, Myra. It's sexy. And it's the first one, the first app that...
Right.
What is it? Produced by a major... show like this, or I'm not using the right term, major event production like this that's actually charging, like the Grammys and other have apps, but they're freebies, right?
I think, Jill, you found that particular piece of news. I thought it was really relevant and really great to share in our episode today because of the timeliness of the Oscars. And I think that was a Mashable story, right? Because I think that was, yeah. And what I found of interest, in addition to what you've just shared, was that the reason they came up with the app, if you might remember from the Mashable article.
Bring it.
is because, you know, like, hello, those shows for me are, like, boring or dated or, you know, and I think they're trying to, I think the article coined it so well, and in fact, I love their phrase, so I have to get it. Hang on a second.
I think it's I'm going to discipline myself to wait.
Here it is. That the Oscar... organization is fighting a battle to stay relevant in an always connected multi-screen live stream world. I found that phrase fighting a battle to stay relevant because I think of the Oscars, how many of us are doing that on a daily basis, fighting to stay relevant?
That's so true. And gosh, this leads into a whole discussion, I think, in terms of how social media can affect the personality, if you will, of a legendary or generational event like the Oscars. But I know they're top tier, obviously, and there's some exclusivity to the Oscar brand. At the same time, they can be, you know, it can come across as sort of a stuffy, poopy brand.
It can, and you know, I love movies. I'm not like a hardcore movie buff, you know, but I love movies like The Next Person, but I've never once really been into the whole Oscar thing, and after reading this Mashable piece, I can actually kind of see how it would make it a little more relevant in my life, you know, especially with, I think they have like 6 or 7 exclusive cameras where you can see the celebrities arriving from different angles, right, or different locations.
You can choose your angle, and you can do awesome. So even, not only red carpet arrival day of, but behind the scenes events, you know, this whole week leading up to it, and the user has choice. I mean, it just sounds well done. It does,
and you know, I think it speaks volumes for a very high profile organization to, again, you know, visibly be fighting this battle for relevancy. And I think this was the right way to go. And I think it's not even free like other exclusive shows. They just freely give away these apps.
It's 99 but these, cents. Yeah.
Yep. These guys are billing out a whole whopping 99 cents to download the app from iTunes. And I thought that was a pretty smart marketing move because it's the first time they're doing it. They need to gauge if there's an interest in it.
Right.
And this allows them to enjoy some kind of metric. So I thought that was pretty smart.
No, I love you bringing in the metric piece in there. And frankly, I think it's a differentiator. You know what? Everyone else that's in this, quote, Hollywood accolade game, they... have an app and it's free, but you know what? We have an app and it's not free. And I just thought it was.
Don't you, Jill, like separate of the Oscars?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say that separate of the Oscars, though, isn't that kind of weird how that messes with our psyche when things are free? We wonder what's wrong with them, but the moment you have to pay for something, you have like this perceived notion of quality.
Right. And to view the Social Word online show, it's $600. Every 15 minutes.
You're such a salesperson.
Full of it is the phrase. Full of it.